If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Revisiting Peter Holland's book, Build a Better Brain, Using Neuroplasticity to Train Your Brain for Motivation, Discipline, Courage, and Mental Sharpness, we have this bit of information. If you're still having a hard time understanding how the brain is constantly battling itself and making neuroplasticity something you have to proactively strive for, a hypothesis exists that might serve as a helpful representation. It's called the Triune Brain Theory, and it was developed in the 1960s by neuroscientist Paul D. McLean. To be forthright, it's not something we can accept as biological fact. In fact, most scientists today don't subscribe to it. But it could help to visualize the process of understanding the concept of the wars the brain puts itself through. It's also a great way to explain what you're up against when you're trying to effect neuroplasticity. Roughly put, the Triune Brain Theory assigns every human three brains. Congratulations! Two of them are the brain regions we've already discussed, the prefrontal cortex and the limbic system. We know they are in constant battle with each other, which prevents neuroplasticity. The third one roughly corresponds to the basal ganglia, the habit processing part of the limbic system we just described. The first brain was described by McLean as the neomammalian complex, what we've described as the prefrontal cortex. This is the kind of structure that's exclusive to so-called higher mammals, like human beings and other very closely related primates. It gives us our capacity for thought and consciousness, language, planning, and so forth. Unfortunately, this is not where our priorities lie. The second brain is the paleomammalian complex, or what we've discussed as the overall limbic system. As the name implies, McLean likened this part of the brain to older, prehistoric mammals who didn't have much immediate need for reflection or deep understanding. They just needed to feed themselves, procreate, and watch after the kids. But they needed to have a sensation that spurred these activities on. To eat, they needed to feel hungry. So the paleomammalian complex reflects those primal urges: hunger, sexual arousal, parental drive, and the emotions they call up. This is where our priorities lie, first and foremost. Thus, it is away from here that we want to rewire our neural pathways. The third brain is the R-complex, or the reptilian complex. This loosely corresponds with the basal ganglia. It's so named because scientists used to believe that reptiles, and birds for that matter, were driven by raw instinct more than carefully considered need and biological imperative. We're talking domination and aggressive attacks on other species, territorial marking, and ceremonial acts, like a peacock showing its plumage. We also want to rewire our neural pathways away from this brain.
We'd like to thank Peter Hollins for that clip from his book, Build a Better Brain, Using Neuroplasticity to Train Your Brain for Motivation, Discipline, Courage, and Mental Sharpness. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Newton Media Group,
a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Revisiting Peter Holland's book, Build a Better Brain, Using Neuroplasticity to Train Your Brain for Motivation, Discipline, Courage, and Mental Sharpness, we have this bit of information. The triune brain theory simply states that these three brains are always at each other's, well, throats. Your rational, advanced human brain knows full well that it needs to do certain very practical things, and that if you do them fully, you'll more likely get positive results. But the caveman-like paleo-mammalian brain is always interrupting the prefrontal cortex with its primitive urges and emotions. And when you throw the reptile brain on top, with its raw hunger and savagery, forget it. All your best-laid plans are now in utter chaos. The change you want requires your neo-mammalian brain to constantly win, but that's tough to accomplish. It's a literal battle to carve out the neural change you desire. Another way to think about the arrangement of the brains is in terms of energy expenditure. The prefrontal cortex needs a lot of gas to do its work. You have to constantly call up the reserves to think thoroughly about a situation, ponder the pros and cons, create something, predict an outcome. It's literally brain power, and you need it to think things through. The limbic system, on the other hand, is almost automatic. It takes nothing to process emotions or instantaneously react out of mere instinct. The limbic system loves the path of least resistance because it's easier and takes less energy to maintain. The reptilian complex falls somewhere in between. Once again, the introduction of the triune brain is for illustrative purposes only. It's a fair model to explain what areas are most responsive to, and maybe most in need of, neuroplasticity. It shows the constant conflict we face, and why building a better brain is not as simple as making the decision to do so. It shows us why our actions don't match our intentions, and how our brains work against us in many cases. McLean's triune brain shows the general overlay of neuroplasticity and the massive effort that must be undertaken. You could let yourself be taken in by your survival instincts, which leads to bad habits and destructive patterns of thought. This is where you would listen solely to your limbic system, paleo-mammalian brain, and reptilian complex. It's usually the path of least resistance and the path of most immediate gratification. It's what most of us do day to day. But neuroplasticity and the neural change you want is completely within your control. It's a lot more effort, and it requires delaying gratification, but the payoff can be immense. We can direct neuroplasticity ourselves to effect positive changes and habits in our lives. And this book will explain how.
We'd like to thank Peter Hollins for that clip from his book, Build a Better Brain, Using Neuroplasticity to Train Your Brain for Motivation, Discipline, Courage, and Mental Sharpness. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.